I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alicia.
And this is a podcast where we watch queer lady movies and then we talk about them.
Yeah, I feel like we've never said watch before. But you're right, we do watch them.
We watch them. We don't just pretend we know what we're talking about. Well, we do, but we at least have some context. We don't just make up everything.
Only half of it.
And today we're talking about the 2012 film Codependent Lesbian Space Alien Seeks Same, which was made by Madeline Olneck, who also made Wild Nights with Emily, which I think came out last year. It was about Emily Dickinson?
Question mark?
One of those literary Emilys, I guess, was queer. She was queer, right?
I don't know. It's either
one of those.
Yes. Yeah, she was. Or like Emily Bronte.
I think it was Emily Dickinson. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, Molly Shannon was in that movie.
Oh my God.
I didn't see it, but I saw a photo advertising it.
This actually does sound really familiar now that
It might be available on streaming, so we should do it.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Anyway, this movie is black and white.
Yeah.
Except for the very, very, very end. There was one color scene in the very end.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, when?
It might have been after the credits started, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh, because I was like, huh?
Yeah.
I was a little sleepy watching the end of this. Yeah, but... yeah, it's so interesting because, like, I actually didn't realize it was all black and white until about halfway through. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. There's, what?
Oh, that's funny.
It's kind of like you're... Maybe my brain was, like, waiting for it to change or something, and I just didn't, and I was like,
It's not super distracting, and I think, like, I think the point was to kind of, like, make it in the vein of, like, those 1950s, like, space things, movies, TV shows, whatever. Yeah. And, like, you know, the UFOs, they look just like in the 1950s, and the costumes of the aliens and the aliens look just like that with their bald heads and, like, their big... collars.
Yeah, the big collars. Yeah, I thought there was, it's an interesting choice that that they went with something black and white and that they made it like so purposefully like low budget looking. Mm-hmm. You know, like all the space effects were similar to like what they would have on TV in the 50s.
Yeah, it looked like, the UFO looked like one of those foil takeout containers.
Oh my
it
God.
Probably was.
You know what it looked like?
What?
Jiffy Pop?
Yeah, exactly, like that.
I remember, like, as it was coming, it did look like, it looks like a takeout tray on the bottom, and I remember being like, ooh, that reminds me of, like, getting pasta as a kid.
Yeah!
And then, from, like, I don't know, just, like, from some Italian restaurant.
Yeah, totally. And then like the paper cover, and you like have to fold down the edges, and you've got your spaghetti
and
inside.
Then it, yeah, and then it just reminded me of like Jiffy Pop, and I was like, remember when you're just like, I don't know, I'm making a hand gesture to do the Jiffy Pop. If you don't know what Jiffy
Pop
is,
where you're like shaking the popcorn over the stove.
Yeah, over the stove. Yeah. I guess it was made for like camping. I don't really know.
I don't know.
Who knows? Oh man, I want to give me some Jiffy Pop.
It never tasted good. I should have eaten popcorn while I was watching this. Oh. I almost said I should have eaten popcorn while I was eating this. Anyways, I would classify this movie as a straight up comedy.
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's like a, it's not satire, but it's like,
no.
You know what it reminds me of? Okay, so when I was watching this movie, I actually wasn't enjoying it that much, but I think if I had watched it with you or just watched it with someone, I would have found it hilarious. Yeah. And it was the same thing with like Napoleon Dynamite. Because I remember the first time I watched it alone, and I was like, why the fuck does everyone care about this movie? And then when I saw it with friends, it was suddenly so much funnier.
Yeah, you're right. It is a good way. Like, I feel like this is a good movie. Both of those movies are good to, like, riff.
Yeah.
And you could just be like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like, I can't believe we're watching this right now.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But it was very fun.
Yeah, I love, like... I really did not expect to like this movie because of the title. And I actually, like, really, like, enjoy sci-fi. But I knew that it was going to be, like, kind of cheesy and not actually, like, very sci-fi-y. But then I was like, this is so hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad I had super low expectations because it exceeded them.
I know. I had low expectations, too. I will say that I was really turned off in the beginning with the alien language, which was, for me, painful to listen to.
Yeah.
It was like, I think it was like nails on a chalkboard. Like, it was really bothering me. So I had to just take my headphones out and just read the subtitles. I was like, I can't listen to this.
Yeah. So I think basically they make the actors like, it's just rewound.
Yeah, it sounds like it's
but
rewound.
It's really like high pitched, and it's not.
Luckily, I was really worried at first that a bunch of the movie was going to be like that, but it wasn't. It was just some parts.
Yeah,
yeah.
I also thought it was super funny that, you know, the aliens in this film, when they come to Earth, which we'll discuss later, you know, their voices are still kind of like very robotic.
Well, one of them is super robotic. The other two aren't so bad.
Not so much. But it's interesting how it changed, and also interesting to watch them, like the actors trying to like keep it together.
I know. That reminded me too of, I saw this play at Gay City here in Seattle. It was like probably a year and a half, 2 years ago at this point, and honestly I can't remember what it was called. But it was something like, it was very much like this, where it took place in space, and it was like lesbians in space, and it was just like the most hilarious thing. And it was also because the actors were like laughing. They were like, this is ridiculous. But it was very funny.
That's funny because I read that this is actually an adaptation of the play.
Oh.
That Madeline Olnick wrote.
Oh, that's right. I read that too.
I don't know if it was the same one.
It wasn't the same one because it was different, but it took place in space.
But it's really funny because, like, it's funny when you find out that movies were based on plays, because there are some ways that, like, I can totally, like, I automatically see the stage blocking.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. And I'm like, this would be really funny as a play.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the scenes that are, like, the Men in Black and...
Yeah. Oh, my God. I could see those guys.
Yeah, me too. But I could see, like, the lights just kind of, like, going down and then coming back up to those two guys.
Right, right.
And I was just like, man, that would be a dope play.
Yeah, it would be a dope play. I would really like to see it, actually.
Yeah. So, essentially, this movie is about aliens. What is their planet name? I forget.
I forget, too. I didn't write it down.
I didn't either. But basically, the ozone on their planet is being destroyed.
By feelings.
By feelings. By love feelings. And basically, they're saying love destroys the ozone, and so everyone has to be very stoic.
Yep.
And if they're not, and they have feelings, they're sent to Earth so they can be heartbroken.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a perfect story.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And also, like, who but a lesbian would come up with this?
It was too funny, especially since one of the Earthlings that we meet, Jane.
Jane is my favorite character.
Played by Lisa Haas.
I love her so much.
She's like one of those, I feel like everyone has felt like her, where she's like, no one ever likes me.
Yeah.
You know, she's very much a person.
Even her therapist is, like, an asshole to her.
She very much has, like, unrequited love for, like, any woman that walks in the room.
Oh, my gosh, so true. She works at a stationery store.
Yes.
Her voice is really endearing,
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, maybe it was also because everyone else's voice was super annoying, but I just found
she does have a very comforting voice. I thought the exact same thing. Like, even when... Because we don't get introduced to the aliens, she's the first person that, or the therapist and her are the first scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this lady's voice is very nice.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you could do like an ASMR video for me and I would just fall asleep to it.
You could tell she's like, you could just tell she's a pure sweet cinnamon roll.
Yes, definitely.
So she kind of, Jane's character works in a stationery store.
Yeah.
Her life is kind of boring.
Yeah, she's pretty lonesome.
Yeah, she's very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
She does admit that. But I was a little confused in the beginning because she's telling her therapist about basically like a dream she had in which she met an alien or a UFO or something.
Yeah, she said that she saw a UFO and that they like dropped a note to her and it said, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah, what are you doing tonight?
But first she said it was a dream and then she said, no, it happened on my way home from work. And the therapist was like, well, do you think you're dreaming right now? And Jane was like, no. And she goes, good, because this is not a dream. And Jane was like, okay, wait, am I dreaming? This isn't a dream, right? But yeah, it's funny because that is the opening. Mm-hmm. But it kind of makes no sense.
Yeah, so basically, like, it flip-flops for a little bit between Earth and the planet.
Yeah.
That the aliens are from. The other planet. And we kind of, we learn that they're basically deporting people to get heartbroken. So when mm-hmm. they come back to their planet, they don't have any strong feelings.
Right.
I think they even call them strong feelings or something like that. Or like,
yeah, something like that.
Strong emotions or something yeah. like that. So it kind of goes back and forth, but we know that there's like kind of like a senior like leader in charge mm-hmm. who's a woman. And she sends Xylar? Does she send Xylar?
Or she doesn't she send all of them? I think it's Zoinks maybe who's the one that they're having a conversation.
Yeah, okay, it's Zoinks.
There's Zoinks, Xylar, and Bar.
Yep. So Xylar is played by Jackie Monahan. Zoinks is played by Susan Ziegler. And Bar is played by Cynthia Kaplan. Okay. And they are all fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So the goal, how they're planning to get heartbroken, by the way, is that, yes. by the way, all of these aliens are lesbians.
Yes.
They are planning to get into a relationship with someone on Earth, mm-hmm. like fall in love with them, and then get their heart broken so that they're super jaded. Yes. And then they won't feel anything, and then they'll go back.
So they don't destroy their planet with yeah, their feelings.
Exactly.
And basically, I kind of forget the series of, or sequence of events, but Zoinks and Jane meet.
Zoinks goes into the stationery store.
Yeah.
Because she's looking for a love card.
Oh.
Because they're, like, desperately trying every which way to get women to fall in love with them. Yes. And they're all just, like, so freaked out by them because they're so weird.
Yeah, and she says, I'm like, I am looking for a love card.
Yeah, and then she pays for it and then she just gives it right back to Jane.
Yeah,
and Jane like, immediately what? Is like, oh, my God, I'm in love.
Yeah, this is the one.
She didn't even write in it or anything.
No, and it just says love on the, yeah. on the front. And she's just like, here you go.
And then she leaves. Somehow they, like, get together again.
Yeah, and they go out like dancing yeah. and it's super interesting.
Dancing's hilarious.
Yes. It's super interesting. Like Jane is a really interesting character because clearly everyone is looking at her and Zoinks like mm-hmm. they're fucking crazy, mm-hmm. specifically Zoinks.
Yeah.
Because she still wears her collar yeah. and she's bald and she looks like alien-esque.
Yeah.
And she talks weird, and yeah. she
yeah.
Dances strangely.
Very strangely.
But Jane doesn't really care. She's just like, yeah, this is who I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like, that's really endearing.
It is really endearing. It's so cute. And the thing that is kind of like a stand-in or a euphemism for sex in this movie is touching each other's noses.
Oh, yes, they're in the, like, movies or something, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, Zoinks, like, she says, is it permissible for me to touch
it's
you?
It's after the movies. They go back oh,
okay.
to Jane's place.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is it permissible for me to touch you?
Which, yeah, which I was consent. Like, that's consent. Very
nice. And then she touches her nose.
Yeah, and Jane's really confused.
Boink. Yeah, because that's obviously not how we show affection here on Earth.
Mm.
I mean, Eskimo kisses Earth, or butterfly, whatever the fuck they're called. Eskimo
yeah.
kisses. That's probably a racist term.
Yeah, I think probably an
whatever it's called.
Term.
Rubbing your noses together, yeah. the tips of your noses.
But that's not what they were doing.
No,
they were just touching like, with touch. Their hands.
Yes, yeah. they just touch one another's noses with their
yeah.
hands, hand parts.
And then, but I don't know. Jane is just like, she's like, okay.
She, like,
this is sex now, I guess.
Yeah,
and she's totally fine with
and
it.
She just like ultimately rolls with everything.
Yeah,
she's
really
kind
rolls
of like.
With everything.
It's like, a little alarming to me.
Yeah.
Because of, like, how different it is, and it's like, how would you feel if you had to, like, change your entire life for someone's, I don't know,
yeah,
like,
but I also kind of get
intimacy.
The feeling that Jane herself doesn't have a clear sense of what kind of intimacy she wants anyway, so she's
yeah.
kind of just, like, into it.
That's true.
It doesn't seem like she's doing something she doesn't want to do.
No, not at all.
So,
but it's just interesting to...
Yeah.
have a different form of intimacy with mm-hmm. someone, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's just different.
Yeah.
I don't notice. I don't, I guess. I think it's strange because I don't like to touch people's noses.
Yeah.
Except with my nose in friendship. Just kidding. In a romantic way, too. One of the things I thought was really funny was, so they start, like, hanging out. Zoinks and Jane start, like, hanging out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I think it's Zoinks anyway, she's in the laundromat. And they're just, like, kind of exploring Earth at this point. They're doing, like, a bunch of weird shit because they just never have done anything before. And Zoinks is in the laundromat, and Jane calls, and she goes, I'm giving my scarf a ride.
Yeah. In the dryer.
I was dying. And then she just opens it, puts it on, and leaves.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I need to think of, like, doing laundry as, like, my clothes.
Getting a ride. Yeah.
It makes it a lot more cuter.
Yeah. The other relationship that happens in this movie is between Xylar and Barr.
Mm.
So the two aliens. Mm-hmm. The two other aliens besides Zoinks.
Yeah.
And that, I think, for me, was the funniest scene when they went into the... They were, like, trying to figure out other ways to break their hearts because it wasn't going to work with, like, getting into a relationship, like... No one was interested in them, so but they were interested in each other. They went to this, like, diner or something, and they watched this cheesecake. It was, like, a dessert.
Like rotating dessert.
Rotating dessert thing. Like, you know those things.
Yeah, it's like a cooler.
Yeah.
And it rotates. Desserts.
There's, like, cakes on it and stuff.
Yeah, you know.
And that, like, really broke them.
Yeah. Oh my god, and they're, like, moving their hips along.
Yeah, they were, like, also moving. They were like, oh my god, it is so close, but then it just goes away. And,
and people, then it goes back to us.
Yeah.
And then it goes away.
And humans, they never know, like, when the cheesecake is so close. And then they, like, frantically touch each other's noses, which means they fuck.
Yeah.
And then... The one of them, I forget which one is which, but one of them is like, who cares about our planet? Let's just stay here and be in love. And the other one's like, Barr.
No. Yeah. That was I think it's more of like an authoritarian kind of figure. Because isn't she the one that talks to Zoinks in the beginning?
Maybe.
I could be completely wrong. I will be totally honest. It's hard for me to...
Tell them apart.
Tell them apart.
Yeah, same.
Because they're...
They look so similar.
And they're all dressed the same.
Yeah. They're all bald.
I guess I didn't realize how much I relied on hair.
It's so true.
Like, I could tell some of them apart, but, like, when I'm trying to track...
Right.
And I get a little confused. So, I thought for some reason Barr was, like, a more authoritarian person, because I thought she just, like, showed up at... Xylar's door, but that's not the case. I was very confused.
Yeah.
Anyway, because they have that cheesecake scene,
mm-hmm.
and then I think they hook up at the cheesecake place with the noses.
Yeah, just right in front of everyone.
Yeah, you know, Natch.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. Cheesecake becomes their thing, I guess.
Yeah, and Barr really. Is in love with Xylar.
Yeah.
And wants to stay on Earth with them. But Xylar is single and ready to fucking mingle.
Yeah.
I think she enjoys Barr's company, but doesn't want to have anything, like, locked down.
I think so, but also she, like, really wants to go back to her planet. So she is, like, in hot pursuit of... getting her heart broken.
True. Yeah. She's definitely on a mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In hot pursuit. I don't know why I said that.
Hot pursuit of action. And she ends up, like, getting a lot of, like, interest from different girls.
Yeah.
I thought it was
But, like, very, like, only for a short periods. Because then when they realize...
What's going on?
How out there she is. They're like, never mind.
Yeah, like, she goes on a date with a girl, and the girl's like, oh, I thought that this was just some, like, funny classified thing.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I didn't know it was going to be role play. Like,
yeah.
I'm not into that. She's just like, I don't get it. What's wrong? I'm an alien, for real.
It's not my costume.
Yeah.
I also thought that the dialogue in this movie was... kind of slow and awkward
for
and choppy. But part of it was like, endearing and relatable. Mm. The parts that I hated the most and I thought were the choppiest were the FBI guys.
Yeah, we had to talk about them eventually.
Yes.
I can't stand them. Surprise, can't stand the dudes.
And one of them's an alien, right?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I think so,
but
too.
But I don't really get the point of that.
I think at one point he, like, we do see him in the very beginning as an alien on his home planet.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, because their whole, like, mission is to do surveillance on aliens. So I think he's kind of part of the team to, you know, get to kind of dissuade them from actually seeing anything.
Oh, okay.
That was my interpretation.
That would make sense, yeah. I mean, he's, like, really obnoxious to his partner, who also is obnoxious.
Yeah.
His work partner, I should specify.
Yeah. And his work partner has worked in the FBI or FBI adjacent.
MIB.
Yeah, they're the Men in Black.
Yeah.
For 12 years, and he constantly says that he gets, like, trains new recruits.
Yeah.
And then they get promoted before he ever does.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, have you ever considered that, one, you're terrible at your job?
Yeah.
Two, maybe your job is just to train.
Yeah.
And that is your job. You're not going to get promoted.
Yeah.
To a different position. It was just, like, super bizarre.
Yeah.
And he's, like, he has very weird thoughts.
Yeah. For sure. And there was a whole discussion about his wife that confused the shit out of me.
Yeah. Do you remember
specifics?
Because I kind of forget.
All I remember is that I wish I knew their names.
I don't know.
Do they even have names?
I have no idea.
Okay. So the new recruit slash alien.
Yeah.
He is talking to his training guy about his wife. The guy with the wife talks endlessly about how beautiful she is, how, like, he always gets her a gift for their anniversary, whatever, some bullshit.
Oh, and that he remembers it's the anniversary because he gets his yearly review at work.
Yeah, they got married, like, when he started the job or something.
That's so rude.
And then the other guy is like, is your wife a trans man?
Oh, yeah. Super awkward.
It's just like, and then he, like, won't let it go, and the guy's like, no, why would you say that? Why would you say that? Oh, my God. And the guy's like, is it legal for you to marry?
Because you're getting, like, clear gay vibes off this guy.
I don't know. But I just feel like, where did that come from? And, like, what is the meaning of it? I don't understand.
Yeah, it made no sense in the context.
And then it was never addressed again.
Yeah, never addressed again. But that guy, the veteran, we could say rookies and veterans or something.
Yeah.
So the veteran guy, he can't let anything go. Like, he constantly harps on things.
Yeah, but the other guy can't either.
And that's what makes their dialogue so terrible.
I know. And super irritating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're super strange together. And, like, they have this whole scene about donuts, too.
Oh, my God.
Where, like, the veteran guy's like, I just don't like Boston cream donuts because I don't like the cream coming on my face. And then the rookie's like, but you like jelly donuts? Why don't you just, like, and he's like, yeah, because it comes out of the end. I don't mind if it comes out of the end. And it was just like, all
you
this,
know,
like,
what?
Weirdness.
I must have tuned out at this point because I have no memory of this conversation, but it's hilarious when you're recounting it to me.
So it's kind of like, it's way funnier than what I'm. And way more awkward than how I'm explaining it. But basically, it's like a big metaphor for, like, gay sex.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the veteran guy, he's like, I just don't like it when it comes on my face. And it's just like, or when it gets on my face, it, like, I don't know what word he says, but basically, like, falls on his face.
Yeah.
And it's just super awkward and terrible.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah, their whole mission is to observe the aliens and, I guess, arrest them?
Yeah. Wasn't clear about that. Because at one point is it Zoinks that they find in, like, that hat store or whatever?
I think so.
And talk to her. But then, like, nothing happens. Oh, yeah, they have to leave. They leave.
Yeah, so they do leave.
Yeah. And Jane goes with them.
Yeah. So they, and actually they like kind of start following Jane because they know that she's been with Zoinks a lot. Yeah. And they keep commenting on the fact that, like, if they keep doing this, they're in public, they're going to get found out. Oh, and, like, all this, like, funny, you know, allegorical.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes.
Stuff. But, yeah, they do get orders to go home because, I guess,
something to
they
do
know
with them.
That their safety is going to be, you know, in jeopardy. So, yeah, it's
and then Jane is like, well, we're in love, and I'm not going to let you leave without me. So then they go, even though Zoinks is like, you can't come, she goes anyway.
Yeah.
And then they all end up in space.
Yeah, they all end up in space, happily ever after, and it's cute.
Yes.
Yeah, I was genuinely
even
like
though
happy.
We don't know what happens to the ozone on their planet, but...
Oh, no, we do.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, so that does get resolved.
Oh, wait, how?
They said... So as they're, oh, what was it? I forget exactly where it is, but I think it's like as they're leaving, they're like, it wasn't love that affected it. It's the light shining off our
bald
heads.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I remember now. Yeah, that's right.
I was like, oh my God. Yeah. So like basically everyone has to wear a hat and Jane is probably welcome because she has hair.
Yeah. That's funny. Oh, this movie.
Yeah, this movie is really strange. And it takes place in New York. And I feel like New York was actually kind of like a butt of some of the jokes most of the time. Like there's one where when Zoinks finally tells Jane that she has to leave, Jane is like, oh, what are you going to do? They're going to like beam you up. And she's like, no, I have to take the F train to a special location. And then they will fly me from there. And it was just like, so funny. But yeah, I think it was a weird film.
It's really weird. I would say if you're going to watch this movie, get your queer friends.
Mm-hmm.
Make some popcorn, some Jiffy Pop if you have it.
Yeah, why not?
And do it that way. Don't watch it alone.
Yeah, it's much better to like make fun of with friends.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I do agree with you. I wish I had someone next to me because it would have made it more fun. It was still enjoyable because I had, like, zero expectations of it. But, yeah, getting... And I had heard of this movie, and I was like, no, that's going to be stupid.
Yeah.
You know what? And it is. But it's supposed to be stupid.
But, yeah, it's stupid in the way that it... Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Napoleon Dynamite was. Like, it was supposed to be that way.
Yeah. It's supposed to be silly and not really make
sense. Yeah. Stupid's actually a bad word.
Well,
but silly is a better word.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't... I feel like it didn't have a deeper, like, allegorical meaning.
No. Like, it just was kind of making fun of queer culture.
Yeah. And,
but, like, from the inside. Like, laughing with instead of at.
Yeah, and...
And it was made for queers, by queers.
Yeah. Yeah. And having a space alien theme, because that's what they were into.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good way to... Kind of like that those 50s films of... You know, espionage and whatever the hell.
Yeah.
You know, duplicitous people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the right word.
Yeah.
Shady ass bitches.
Using the vernacular.
Yeah. So if you, you know, if you're interested in like funny films and just want something lighthearted, there's no sex in this film.
Unless you
count the nose touching.
Count the nose touching.
I don't even think there's kissing. Is there kissing?
Actually.
There might be one or two
kisses. Maybe. I actually don't even think there is.
Yeah. Which is really rare to see in a lesbian film.
Mm.
So.
Or any film for that
matter. Yeah, that's true. So, this is a rarity.
Yes.
And
it's like definitely a unique movie.
It's very unique.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I was a fan. I think it served its purpose for what it was, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah. And it's not super long. I think it's, like, a little over an hour.
Yeah, like an hour and 15 minutes.
An hour and 15,
so
yeah.
It's just something fun.
Yeah. Good for a Saturday night with your queer buds.
Ooh, popcorn.
Popcorn. I want popcorn.
Popcorn.
Pop. Gay popcorn.
Gay popcorn. Popcorn. Corn pop.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let us know what you think. If you're an alien, email us. at cowbellswatch@gmail.com. And I mean alien from space. Not the racist kind of alien.
No.
I want a space aliens or nothing. Did I say our email already? Galpalswatch@gmail.com.
I honestly don't know.
I probably did. Or you can find us on Instagram at galpalswatch.
Or on Twitter at galpalswatch. Or on Tumblr at galpalswatchthepodcast.tumblr.com. And please rate, review, and subscribe to us. Also, I don't know if this is the right way to say this. We're getting a new microphone.
We are.
Our setup is less than ideal, but we're getting a new microphone, so hopefully the audio quality will be really good really soon.
Yeah, so probably not the next episode, but the episode after that, yeah. We will be recording with a new microphone. So I hope that, you know, low buzzing sound you hear every time you listen, thank you for, you know, keeping on.
Yeah.
And sticking with us. You know, we're doing this for $0 and zero cents. Mm-hmm. But we decided we want to step it up a little
bit. Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you guys for listening and tuning in every week. We are so happy that you guys are enjoying us.
Yeah.
And tell a friend. Tell a friend about us. Tell a gay friend who likes gay movies and likes gay laughs.
Yeah.
Just keeping it gay. Gay. Gay.